We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the top of the Amud. Amar Shmuel Mekabli Kibaylis B'Seichat Chum Osa. Rashi says, Litein Malacha L'Nochri B'Kibaylis, that you're giving a malachet for a guy to do B'Kablonis. That means he does it whenever he feels like doing it. It's not a Schir Yayim. Is ki of delay b'shabate, if he does it on Shabbos, so it's also. Why? The yodi kuli alma, everyone will know he's doing this malacha for me. The omri, and so what's wrong with that? And you saw that's also mutam. But they will say, hayayim b'shabbos yoyvlay. They'll say it was given to him in Shabbos. It was given to him in Shabbos to do it. There it says one is permitted to give to a launderer to give clothing Erev Shabbos. There's no conditions made where the koivis lives. When a guy washes clothing, one cannot recognize if this is begodim of a yid, begodim of a goy, belekech shodet, so there's no shat. I will meet him at the minker. But here we are speaking about a meloche and an object that it is niker who he's doing it for. So betoichat chum osa mishum shodet. Since this area is betoichat chum, that means people walk from the city, from the Noisin HaKeli to that area, and they'll see the guy working on that Keli, so they'll be Choshed, the Bala Keli, that he had given it over in Shabbos. Omar Rav Popis, so Rav Popis said, but Chutz L'Tchum is Mutter, v'afilo Chutz L'Tchum l'yamoron, elo deleke mosa de mikar v'lohosom, that there is not another city that is close to the area where the guy is working. But there's another city that is near to that area also. So it is also because the people in that city, by them it's, so they'll go and see this guy working on this chayfetz that belongs to a yid, and they'll be chayshet him. Let us see, Rashi, we can also the mekar v'lohosom, Oysam poyelim nochim asurim. So it's also the inu yodi, because they will know dani nochi of delay malocha, they're doing malocha for him. But omri, and they will say, b'shabbat yoivlu, he gave it to them on Shabbos to do. Omar av mishanshiye, chilekem mosa de mekar v'lohosam. That's what we had said. That if it's chutz from the tchum of the city of the Neisim, and it's chutz mitchum from any other city, so then it is mutter. V'chileka mosa de mekar v'losam, that it is mutter. Nami le'yamoron, ella b'shabosis u'b'yomim taitim. It is mutter, dafke Shabbos and Yontif. Le'shchichi inshi dozi l'hosam, so it's not shchiach that people can go there. That means it's not impossible people could make a Eruvei Tchumim, but that's not Shchiyah. To make an Erev Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah, who's going to go to the city with his only Goyim? So therefore, they were in Geyza. Avol b'chayle shalmait. But what if it's chayle chalamait? Now, the same chshad applies by chalamait also, that they'll say he gave it to him in chalamait to do. And there it's the Shrichi Inshi the Ozli the Osul Hosam. Also, so then it is also, because there the Chutz L'Tchum is not a Trufe, because in Chalamayt people are permitted to walk Chutz L'Tchum, so they'll see the guy working on the Chayfetz that belongs to a Yid, and they'll be Choshed that Yid gave it to him in Chalamayt to do. Let us see Rashi. Also, the Omri Hayyim Yovolai. Let us see Taisvitz. Omar Shmuel, Mekablai Kibaylis Besoichat Chum. Tosfos says, Ode sharin in kelem lekayves nochi, that was Rashi's kasha, perish bekuntres leminke shehushal yisrael. There, one cannot recognize that the kelem which are being washed belong to a yid. Rab Yaakov, the Rabbeinu Tam, lo yehoye mechalik. Bo oimer, deshori bemoy, this chilek, at dafke koivis, it's not nikah, other things are nikah, it's also, Rabbeinu Tam was not mechalik. Bo oimer, deshori bemoy, it is mutter chalamoy, vegam b'shabbos, and it is mutter in Shabbos also. And even though it is nikah, it is mutter. There was no such chshat, dorei chayim shel mayim. The ike hashmos koil, v'sharina b'perkama de Shabbos, one is permitted to put into a rechayim erev Shabbos im chashay chachitim. The chayim will be working Shabbos, and everyone knows who this rechayim belongs to, whose chitim are being ground, and it is permissible. So we see afilu dvorim and nikorim are also permissible. V'sharina b'perikame de Shabbos. Now Taisus and Masech de Shabbos says this is the schelik and the Rabbeinu Tam. And Taisus says it's no dimyan to what we're speaking about. There the Rechayim shall Maim is speaking about that the Rechayim is going automatically. No one is working in the Rechayim. Is working, and the chitim were put in erev Shabbos. So memele, so what's the chshat? They're not choishetim that it was machalos Shabbos. He put in erev Shabbos. It's finished. There's no goy working for me. Here there is a goy working for me. Now there are certain instances when it is permissible, and there's certain instances when it's not permissible. So here, people be choshed that it's not the kibbolus was given over in Shabbos or a schir yom. Rashi seems to say the chshadis was given over in Shabbos. Could be others say the chshadis that he's a schir yom, that he's being paid for what he's doing each day. So memele said it's also. So it is not a raya from Rishai. But that was one raya from the Rabbeinu Tam. So beperikamed avoy dezore, sharinon lahaskir soda lenochi. One is permitted to rent a field to a goy, mishum de arisuse kovet. He's doing it for his arises. That means I'm renting my field to a goy. He's working on Shabbos. And he's an oris. That means he's doing it for himself. That means the Bailam gets lamachzel shlishel reviya. The Bailam gets a percentage. He's not doing it for the Bailam. He's doing it for his chaylik, for the chaylik that'll be his. B'choshkein kablonish ein habayis misale bekach elam mimaya liyoseis. So Taisva says over there. The Yid is deriving benefit from the Avoides Ha'akum. That means when he's fertilizing the field on Shabbos, he's watering the field on Shabbos. So because of that, the Chelik HaYisrael will become Mushbach. So the Yid is gaining from the Meleches Akum, Al-Kop, and everyone knows who this field belongs to. Va'af Al-Pikain, since it is bekablonis, it is mutter. The guy is doing because he wants to do it. He's not doing for me, even though I'm gaining from it. So over here, by kablonis, if the guy is making something, so the whole chilik, if it'll be done on Shabbos or he'll do it on Sunday, is not that the yid is gaining. It's more mushbach that was done on Shabbos. I'll get it a day earlier. So Taisvis says it's a kalvochaimer, madach over there. We know that this field belongs to the Yid. And the Yid is deriving benefit from the Moloch. Afal Pikain, since he's a kablin, which meiker adin is mutter, so it's mutter, we don't make chshodes and chshoshes.
So, and even though he's deriving benefit from it, so by Kabbalonis, he's not deriving any benefit, only that it will be done quicker, so Zikha should be Mutter. And actually, a Taisvis Mesechta Shabbos says, there's also no Raya, because normally, a field is given over by Arisis. Now, it's not a Schir Yoim. That's the normal, that's what normally occurs. So Memele, so there's no Shad, he's a Schir Yoim. But over here, by the case of Shmuel and Rapope, we're speaking about something that could be a Schir Yoim, could be a Kablan. So Memele, if that is the case, so, here we're afraid for Shad. Va'af al gav de Rab Shimon ben Alozo Polik, he's chaylik by a sode. Bistam alochik Rab Shimon Gamliel, the ko osa hosa melchitz be mishin the davka. Melchitz is osa de shori, kedai kos. Al kaponim, so the Rabbeinu Tam brings a ray that kablonus is permissible. Even though we know who it is being done for. Besanya perakama de Shabbos. Gabi Sfine, that if a person enters a ship, and the ship is going to go on Shabbos, is paisik imoy almanas lishbois, he tells them, you know, Shabbos, the ship should not, you should be Shabbos, the ship should not go on Shabbos. Peine Shabbos, and the guy does what he does. So again, everyone knows he's doing for me. And it's permissible. Amen enochi miniach lasis kablo nusoi bishvil Yisrael. Perhaps it's also the same thing here. It's Yodua that they, by a ship, they kablonim natschirayim. Vikaman de oma filolivsoik ein tzorech. Ubishmaitin de osor Shmuel. So what's Pshat Nasugi? So Rabbi Natam said that it's Mutter. So what is Pshat Nasugi? Beforish, Agabuche Taisva says in Shabbos that, I mean, Rabbi Natam held Lahaloche, that a Kablon is permitted in Shabbos to do work, afilo avodes karka, as long as he's a Kablon. And that's the raya from these gemoras, a kablon is mutter, and there's no chshad whatsoever. So Taisa says, but when the Rabbeinu Tam built a house, and he wasn't soymech on his lomdus. Lomdus is good, but lamaisa, he did not want to be soymech on this, and did not permit him to work on Shabbos. But what do you do with our gemora if kablonus is mutter by Shabbos? Bishmaiten the Osir Shmuel Meforish Rabbeinu Yaakov Ke Oisei Perish Shemamidim Kulo Shmaitse Be'ovo, that the whole sugya is speaking about Ovo. Be'emerson and Rashi Ksav Yad is two Lashainis in Rashi. So for Kertzel Rabbeinu Tam said, like the Tzekim Pshat in Rashi, that our sugya is not speaking about Shabbos, it's speaking about an oval. But Rav Shisha, the Omar, Dvorim, Amutorim, Ocholei Shamoid, Asurim, Bimei Evloi, Bahave, Dieraise, Oike, Ein Dieraise. So Taisus is saying, Amor de Kezach, that Avelis, Aesab Emerson, we hear two Lashainis in the Gemara. The Mishnah started off by saying that he was unable, he became an oval. So the Mishnah mentioned the problem involved. He's an oval and therefore he can't squeeze out his asim. And then the Mishnah doesn't say what he's permitted to do. And then the Mishnah jumps to Chalamoit. So Rav Ashi said that, the Mishnah, you can figure it out what the din is by oval, because it's verkehrt. If Chalamoid, which is a diraise, it is permissible, kolshkein adarabon, abelus, which is adarabon. Now, Rav Shisha held nitazoi. Rav Shisha held that avelus is more chomor, den Chalamoid. So Taisvi said, what does Rav Shisha hold? Bahavi di Reise, he holds Punkt verkehrt. That the Iser Melochis a di Reise, oiki ein di Reise, avu b'moyit hikilu, by moyit they were meiko. B'choshken sheshlam lohokol b'shabes, lechayshinin kol kach, t'loy lezalzo bay. So he seems to be saying that the Iser is, it's like a zilzul, it's a zilzul of, there might come to be mezalzul, if a goy will be building, there might come to be mezalzul. That seems not a marasai in the kedim. So it's a zilzul, so memele, so by Shabbos, you don't have to be chayish, bechlal to be mezalzul. By cholomoyid and avelis, there is a mokin to be chayish that they might come to be mezalzel. Both are not so chomod, both are not so yodua al koponim, that it's also, so there is a mokin lezalzel. So fakertz, avelis is the reise, like ain't the reise, and avelis is more chomod than cholomoyid. The Rabbi Netam Taka holds in Chagiga Daf Yudches that the Melechus Chalmoid is not a Rabbonon. So Mamelis, Havelis is a Diraisa. According to Rav Shisha. Vim Taima, given the Bavelis Irish Mool, Heichi Koma, Chileke Moso de Mekalba Lohosom, that if there's, that what we said, if there's no city next to them, nami lo yamoron, elo b'shabos az yomim toivim, lo yishchich da oz limiduchte, abo b'chayle shal moid osam. But if it's chala moid, it is osam. So this is a moirdike kasha. So that means, bishloime, if you learn like Rashi, the whole shad, is a shad of that he told them to do it in Shabbos. He told, we're not speaking about Avelis. He told them to do it in Shabbos. He told them to do it in Yom Tov. He told them to do it in Chalamoy. That's what we're afraid of. So the Gemara is saying that Chutz L'Tchum helps by Shabbos and Yom Tov, will help by Chalamoy. But if we're speaking about Avelis, so the beginning of the Gemara is very good. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, that no one will ever see that what is being done since it's Chutz L'Tchum. So Mamela, Shabbos Yom Tov is Mutter. But the Gemara should have been Messiah. But if it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov, that means don't jump to Chalamoid. It's Choyl. It's also. Why did the Gemara jump to Chalamoid? B'tzorech Iyun. So that's Akasha. Why did the Gemara jump to Chalamoid? And Taisus blibes with this Kasha. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Marzutre bereide Rav Nachman. Marzutre bereide Rav Nachman bonulei apadne mekablei kiboiles chutz letchum. They built a house, a palace for Marzutre was chutz letchum. So the din is, it's mutter. Either speaking about Shabbos or speaking about Avelis. Ikla Rav Safre Rav Hune Bachinene Bloy Olo Legabei. They didn't walk into this house after it was built, because it was built on Shabbos. Vike Da Amri Hunami Loy Ol Begabei. Like the Gemara of Omar Shmuel Mekable Kiboiles. That chutz l'tchum is mutter. This was chutz l'tchum. So the Gemara says, Odom choshev shani. And Odom choshev is a different shulchan aruch. That means, meikar adin it's mutter, but an Odom choshev afilu adoim elechet is also awesome. So memele, it's different. Vike da omri siyua saye betivne. So Rashi says, סיוע המסייע בתבנה, שאינסים להם תבן למלוכה, תהויל והוא מסייע בעדיו עושו. So the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that that means that what we say, kablonis, is permissible. If a person is doing a maloche, als kablon, so he's doing it on his own accord, so that means if everything is done through the goy, that means the yid has no shaykhis at all with what is being done. The guy is doing it because he wants to do it. So then kablonis is mutter. But if the materials which were used were the yid's materials, so then there's no heter of kablonis. So then it's called that this meloche that is done in Shabbos is al yidei ha-yisrael osach. I mean, it's his material. He gave in the middle of the week. It's but al kaponim, then there's no heter of kablonis. That's the Ritas Loshen of Rashi. Others say that they went, from the Megayisav it seems that they went in Shabbos to take his materials. He didn't know about it. Or taking his materials in Shabbos. But Rashi doesn't seem like that. But it's as long as there's a Psayad Yisrael be'emtzis, so what is being done, he has a Psayachelik in that which is being done, so then even though it's Kablonis, it's also. Rav Chome Shori Lohu La Bungari De Beiresh Geluse Le Mevedlu Avidete Bechoyle De Mayad. Rav Shori was matter the Abungari De Beiresh Geluse. They were the Mesadre Shulchanes of the Reish Geluse. Le Mevedlu Avidete Bechoyle De Mayad. To do Melochen Chayle Moi. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Im nishbar hashulchan shori lesakne," that they were mamuna on the tables, the reish geluse, and if something broke, they fixed it. Ama kiven da aga loika shokli. Since they're not getting paid, shorashuyi hudekomeshar shilei, they're just deriving benefit from this, for less lombo, so it doesn't matter. Now before we see Rashi, let us see the Mordechai for 1 minute. The Mordechai and the Tosfos HaRosh say the same. Rashi seems to say a little different. But let us see the Mordechai. The Mordechai is right after the Rif. Let us just start from the third line. Val kolchacha, the fourth line, it's in the beginning of the second peg, Misha Hofach, the fourth line. So he says like this, Val kolchacha hani shamoshim, here it says over here, Rashi learns Pshat, he just gave them a meal. Shirushi, Revich ba'alme kedei sudosom, de ka'ochli badai, v'loi ka'ochoshiv meloche. That means, these workers who fixed the tables did not get a salary for their services. They gave them a meal. Together with the dish was fixed, so they were permitted to eat together with everyone else, and they got a free meal. So let us see the fourth line of the Mordechai. Misha Hofach. Val kolchacho hani shamoshim Meloche hamuteres b'moyit ha-yo'is. So he says, what is it speaking about over here? We have here a whole asik. We have here an asik that these workers were permitted to since they weren't receiving a salary, they just were getting a revach ba'alme, they got a free meal, so this is permissible. So what did they do over here? The Gemara does not speak about what they did, but speaks about what they're getting. So he says, let's speak about what did they do in Chol HaMoed. So he says, "Val kochocho hani shamoshim molocha meteres b'moed hoyois." Whatever they did was something you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. Kegoin tikon safsolim v'tzablois. The Sharin Lope Kamala Mivni Akrofita, you're allowed to build an Akrofita. To who tikin aroi shumaisa hedyit. And that's permissible. Samaisa hedyit, let's say, chamoyit. Foot broke, so they fixed it. Umiyu mashmehoche de bescharo solas. So they're doing something that's mutter. After picking, we said a shtick teir, it's permissible because they're not getting paid. If they get paid, it's also. Zogt de motrai v'shaminon mihoche sh'oso lo'odom lahaskir es atzmoy af limloche muteres de kabola schar ha'v'uv de dochel. That means if a person is doing a meloche ha'muteres b'chalamoy, you're allowed to do it. It's not... No shailah, but to take money for what you're doing, that already is a uvde dechel. That's how the Motra and the Tesis Arosh say pshat in our Gemara. Now let us see, which is very mechudishtik, but kuponim, that's what they say pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, sharashui revich ba'alma kedei sudosom, the ka'ochli ba'dayu v'loika choshiv meloche. It's not called a meloche. Now Rashi does not say, but the Motrei says, the iser is, it's a uvde d'chol, you're working a chalamoid, you're taking, it's an uvde d'chol, it's an hoga of chol, taking money. Rashi says v'loika choshiv meloche. It's not called a meloche. So I saw the Keren Eire says Pshat and Rashi that the din is on what they did. There are certain things that someone does and he gets paid for. So if he gets paid for it, so that gives it a Teiris Moloch already. There are certain things that Afilu, not speaking about Chalamoid, Afilu, he didn't do it Chalamoid. He would do it, I come over to... To someone, I ask him, listen, you should fix just, the leg fell out, screw it back in or do something. So he doesn't even expect to get paid for it. I'll give him something, I'll give him a meal, I'll give him a bottle of schnapps. But I won't pay him for it. It's something that one doesn't pay. So the Keren Eire learns Pshat and Rashi, so that's what we're speaking about over here. We're speaking about that the pula that was done is a pula that normally one doesn't pay for it. So maybe that doesn't fall into the category of meloche. If one does pay for it, so then that's also b'chalamoy. That's how the Kalneira says Pshat Marash. Tana Rabbon. Mikablen ki boilis bimoyed lasoiso la'acher amoyed. One can be mikabel ki boilis bimoyed, he's a kablen lasoiso la'acher amoyed. So Rashi says mikablen ki boilis noisno lenochi, I give it in chalamoyed. He should be mikabel to do this lasoiso acher amoyed. So that's nothing. Ubimoyed also. But if I'm giving it to Mishadu bimoyed, that's also. Kloloi shel dovo, kol shohu oise, whatever he is permitted to do, oimelenochi voice, as he can tell a guy to do it also. So just like he can't be mekabel to do a melochin in chalamayit, he can't tell a guy to do it. And to be mekabel to do it after the chalamayit is mutter, kol shene oise, and oimelenochi voice. Tanya idach mekablen ki boilis b'moyed lasoi salach ha'amoyed. Ubelvad. Shelo yimdoid, but they shouldn't measure, v'shelo yishkel, v'shelo yimne kederach shu oise b'chel. So the one who's giving over the schayre, he should not, mitzidoi, he should not make medida or or is pishoikalit, kederush oisim chal. That already is achil de kizah. Zokti gemora weiter. Tano rabbono. Ein marbiin beheime becheiloi shalmoit. One is not permitted to be marbiya beheime becheiloi shalmoit. That means to bring a zocher on an akeve. Ki yoitze boy ein marbiin bebcheir veloi bepsulei hamakdosh. Now before we see Rashi, let us see the Muki Yosef. I think there's a machlokes between the Muki Yosef and Rashi. This is in the Dafei Harif Tafei Amid Beis. This is the last Dibur HaMasel in the Muki Yosef, the last large Dibur HaMasel. Ein Marbiyim Perish Ein Oichzin HaBehema Lahavi Aleha Zocha. You have to hold the Nekeve and Mestam Alavi Aleha Zocha, you have to bring the Zocha also. Mishum de ikar tirche yisere. It's a tirche yisere. It's not, if you have to convince two behemoths over here, and sometimes they're not up to what you want them to do. So, mamela, it's a tirche yisere. Umiyu b'choil muta, mishum pritzuse, the mishum pritzuse leke, the baby de taye tridi. There's no union of pritzes. That because the Torah de Navoides is only in a priestess. Loi be b'choir, but by b'choir it's also, afilu b'shar yemois hashone. Da avoide hi, it's an avoide, r'siv loi sa'avoid b'choir sh'erecho, loi psulei amekdoshim, kotshim shehumamu, v'afo pi sheniftu asurim b'gizah v'avoide, t'r'siv tizbach v'ochalto boso, Tizbach b'loi gizeh, bosa b'loi chol. Period. So, looking at this rat, the Muki Yosef, l'cheire, it's very difficult to understand these two halachas. The first halacha is a halacha, it's a tirche. No, a tirche, the ike, tirche yeseire. It's a tirche yeseire. We know fakert by chalamoit, fakert the iser is tirche. So it's also, now all of a sudden, we jump, and we say that you're not allowed to be ba'abia ab'chayr an anekeve. Not allowed to be ab'chayr an anekeve. What? Mein shmitaleitzar ha'sinai. What? It's avoide. What's the common? It's a tilche for the person who's doing it. So for, it's a together of avoide. So there's a mu'im dike chedushe yoram. So the Matzavus Moshe says it midai to the nafshe. Harezu avoide keda ashkechon be'eved ivri shenikra be'ilosoi avoide tersiv ki mishne schar socher avotcho sheishonim. Moiradik. So the Torah called this avoided. Chazal Darshan was the Mishnah Schachocher that the Odin is Moisa Shivcha Knanis, and he's Oivet Balayla. That's the Mishnah Schachocher. So the Torah called this an avoided. Got very interesting. There's a Prima Godim, the Metzavis Moshe brings this down, that it could be it's called an avoided, because Bemison, it's loy nichalai. He doesn't want to do it. He's forced to do it. I mean, that's his schiris. So memele, that's called an avoide. So he wants to say by prayer also the same thing. I mean, Mabia could be speaking about very much that the b'chayr or the psula mekdoshim is not up to it now. He's not interested in doing this now. And to be Mabiya Nekeve. And he schleps the Bukhair now to do it. So he's doing, so that's called Loisavoid Bibchir Sheirech. That's how they, so Batsim, it comes out that the halacha of Bukhair is nothing to do with Chalamoid. Chalamoid is an Isir Tirche on the Odom who's doing this. It's a Tirche. Maybe, since we see it's a Tirche that's not too cooperative, so maybe that's what we understand. It isn't a Avoida that the... But Al-Kaponim, Lecher, it's two different things. Here we're going together of Avoida, and here we're going Al-Tirche. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to say like that. Rashi says, Eimar biyim behemet, shum da ovid meloche b'choyloi shal moed. Rashi says, Obi Rashi doesn't talk about tirche, Rashi says, meloche. Eimar biyim, ein oichsena behemet, umeviyin oleo zocho. B'choy, the covid bey meloche, chsiv loi savoid b'choyr shoyrecho. Rashi dachsach mir on the perish, Rashi on the rif. No, maybe it's Rashi in the Ksaviyad. But Rashi is very unclear. The covered by Malachi would seem, that's what Rashi in some place else says, is a little clearer that we, if it's, it's a Malachi Lagabi Chalamoid, so it's a Malachi Lagabi the Isra of Leisavit. We have to understand this. Covered by Melocher, Sivoy Savit, Bevcher, Sheirech. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Tanya Idoch. Ein Marbien, Behemer, Bechelo, Shalmoy. That's the first halacha we hear. Chab Yehuda Eimer, Chamoyro, Shetovo. What if a Chamoyro is Teveya, that Azocho should be Oilo Oleo? Marbin Aleha Zocho in Chalamoid Vishvil Shaloi Titzani. So Bachsim and Miki Yosef explains as follows, that there's a Chamoira Shetovo, means that there was a Chimum of Taive. Now, if the Chamoira will not be able to, that it should be Nismalo Tavoso, so then, titztanein, so then she's mufke ready from tashmis already. That means that the chimum fizzles out, and that's it. So she's no more, so it's called adover ha'ovid. So adover ha'ovid, you're allowed to, it's even though we said it's a maloche, or it's a tilche, which is also on chalamoid, but this is adover ha'ovid. Bishal kol ha'behemis. If they're tovon, machnis and oison, livkores. What does that mean? So Rashi says, livkores, mokim sheyesham behemois, vehirevas meyatzma. That means we don't do the pu'ula itself, because that's osan chalamoid, but al kaponim, we are messiah that the pu'ula can be done by itself. Tona rabon. Ein medayrim loy b'shabosois v'loy b'yomim toivim. What is medayrim? So Rashi says, machnisim behim v'lesode k'dei sheyetziu zevel u'mezablim hasode. This was the way they used to fertilize the fields. They used to bring in behemis who were meitzi zevel on the field. Now this pula ein medayrim loy b'shabosois v'loy b'yomim toivim v'loy b'choylei shalmoid. It's also, but I say it's a tilde de choyresh, maybe it's a darabonon, but kaponim, it's a grome, but kaponim it's also. V'im bo me'aleihem muter. Now what does this mean? אין מסיין אויסם לבהמה לווי בסוד. Now, in order to understand Rashi, Vimbor me'aleim means one of the two. That the behemoth itself wants to go into the field. Nu, eizah chochem arayis anoylet, the behemoth will go into the field, and Baruch Hashem will be moitzi zevel on the field. The behemoth will the chalein gain. I mean, so a person will think, what's wrong in doing that? So einach nami, Vimbor aleim muter. Ve'ein misayin oison. So Rashi says, le'behema lovei besoda. The behema, you see, the behema wants to go into the field. His difficulties, the door is shutting. You'll open up the door, then the behema should be able to get in. You know, das nicht. If it goes by itself, it's good, but you know, the misayin, yeah. Oi! Now Rashi says, imbo me'aleim means another Indian, also. That let's say Goyim came. Goyim came, and they brought their behemoths into my field. For this purpose, I didn't invite them, I didn't tell them. But they came. That's also Bo'al Me'aleim. Or Im Nochim Heim, so Nochim came, so they're in the field already, is Ein Masayim Lohem, I can't help them, what you have to help them, the Nochim brought in the behemoths, La'asiyon Mimokim Lemokim Shkadei Shetezavul Kol Hasodeh. Then Rashi says, "Afilu beboy me atzma." That means as follows: that this Indian will be mizabel the field mitzad the behemis that then nichet to be oimed b'moke mechot. So I didn't accomplish anything. I have a whole field to be mizabel. God, the Rishonim say that the behemis used to fall asleep, and then as soon as they woke them up, they used to be meitzi zevel. And they took them someplace else and went to sleep again. They were used to wake them up on Kaponim, and that's how they used to, so they used to take them around the field. So here there's another issue. So that means if Goyim took them and they need help, there's 25 behemoths, there's 3 Goyim, so they come, ask the Yid to come in, or they're not, they're just help us do it. So it's also, that's a Messiah in Oysom. Bein moisrim lehem shoyme lenayir esoynim, lenayir lishmer kegoyin im nochim, hey? That the goyer is doing everything, he just asks you, you should watch the tzoyin now. It's awesome. Hoyo schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shavua. Messiah noisoi, but then let's look on the side. Va'oisei nochi b'shabes v'yontev u'messiah b'moyit. Now let us see Rashi. What is this halacha? Schir Shabbos she'sochoi kol ha'shavua l'daya sodeyu. That means that he was hired, that's a weekly job. He has to make sure each week that my sode will become fertilized. Now, that's his job. When he does it, that's his parsha. So he decides to do it on Shabbos. He's a schir Shabbos. So this already is, so it's not called like, and I'm paying him for a week, but I'm not paying him that he should do it on Shabbos. I'm paying that it has to be done. And he's boichel to do it on Shabbos. Oh, that's a schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shavua, shesochei kol ha-shavua l'daya sodeyu, Shavua Shmita. Messiah. So here is the din Messiah ke'ilu shel nochimu. That means, so I consider ke'ilu, this is, it means even though it's my field that is being mizdabu, but since it's like, it's their obligation to do it, so I'm helping them to do what they have to do. So here, siyua is muta. Hachi garsinen, so Rashi brings down lechayra this girsa which we have on the side. Ba'oise nochi b'shabes v'yontev u'mesayin b'moyit. So lechayra this is a pirish. That what we said, one is permitted to be mesayin, is only chalamoyit. Loitrach meloche, this is not a tirche, just to be mesayin is not a tirche. Kleima yechaylim l'sayin lo yisei sochi l'day, they can help him. Now it seems Shabbos in Yontav, this is also also to help him. Now it says a chiddush, oise nochi b'shabbos v'yontav. So what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is, Emerson, this is a bigger chiddush than before. Before we're speaking about that a goy came into my field, boy me alay, I didn't ask him, I didn't talk to him. Now he brought it to Emerson into my field. Now, so to Dennis, it says, in bo malay and mutter, it's mutter. I don't have to kick him out of the field. I don't have to do anything. It's mutter. Because Bemison is bo malay. So, but the, over here, by aschir shavua, aschir shabbos, I'm paying him to do what he's doing. So there'd be a svarah to say, you're paying him and he's doing it on Shabbos. So, mitzad echot is a chumra over here. Afal pikein, it says it's mutter. It's mutter, because I paid him for, and this week it has to be done. He picked out Shabbos, that's his parsha. I'm not paying him for the Shabbos, I'm paying him for the week it has to be done. So, v'oisin nochi b'Shabbos v'yontiv, that's the chiddush, he's allowed to do Shabbos and yontiv, even though he's being paid for what he's doing. Umisayim b'moyed, and moyed you're allowed to help him. Tloitrach meloche. Umoisrin lehem shoyma l'nayir esoynom, and you're allowed to give over a shoyma. Shemedayrin oisoy, hoyl vein isochil l'shabbos mamish. That means, since he's not a socher for Shabbos, he's a socher hastis for the whole week, so I'm allowed to give him a roye to be shoyma the tzoyim. This is less than messiah, this is just, messiah means I help in the process of fertilizing the field, that is only mutter and chalamoid if he's a schir Shabbos. And leisen lam shoyma l'nayir esoynam. Rebbe Yoimer b'Shabbos b'toive b'yontev b'mezoynes b'moyed b'schar Omar Rabbi Yosef hilchese k'Rebbe. Now let us learn Rashi. Rebbe Yoimer b'Shabbos b'toive. Im roitze shum odom l'sayeya l'oysoy socher b'tayvosoy, oise kloime b'chinam v'loi b'schav. So the Keren Eure, I don't know, the Keren Eure seems to say that it's going on shoyma. Moisel mem shoyma l'nayir esoyna. The person wants to be a shoyma for them, and it seems a shoyma is permitted a filo in Shabbos also. So he says, now if this person wants to be a shoyma, so the din is as follows. If, and someone wants to pay him for his, generous actions. So Mamela, so the din is like this. If it's Shabbos, he's doing it on Shabbos, so the only thing he can get is Achsaka Sataiva. Whoever's Marsik Taiva, either the owner of the field or the guy who's doing it, he's Marsik Taiva, and the Marsik Taiva eventually can end up with something, but he's indebted to him. Yontif, he can give him a zaynis, and chalamoid, he can... The Keren Eire says, it's speaking about a shomer, the lehitis loshen of Rashi, im reitzi shum odom l'sayeya lo yisei socher, but they bosa yoyse. Rashi would seem that Rebbe was matter to be messayeya, a fellow in Shabbos also, and Yontif also. Then it comes out, it's not like the Tanakama. The Tanakhama said that Boisin Nochi b'Shabbos v'Yontav u'Messayin b'Moyed. Only b'Moyed you could be Messiah, not in Shabbos and Yontav. You could be a Shomer in Shabbos and Yontav. Where the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that a fellow one is permitted to be Messiah b'Shabbos and Yontav also. Zok the Mishnah weiter. B'chem isho yeyenoi b'seich haboy v'iru evil oyoynes oyshi tu. So let us see Rashi. B'soy chaber shalifnei hagas. Oysoy kli shayayin noifel boy min hagas kori boy. So Rashi says the boyer was a keli, a tremendous keli. and we had wine in the boil. That means that it drained from the gas. The gas is the mokim that they used to walk on the grapes. They used to squeeze out the grapes, and it went, it fell on top of it. Ve'iru evel oynes. Now the zach is, if this wine will remain in the boil, so it can get sour. You have to go and bottle it. You have to put it into barrels. So ve'iru evel oynes oishitu. He wanted to do everything taka before the regal, but oynes occurred. Zaylef. Begoimel begoth kedalke. So Rashi learns pshat kloima meirik oisoi bechavis. He pours out from the boir into the chavis. Begoth achavis, he seals the chavis b'magoif egemure. He does everything. It's a dover ha'ovid. This is Rabbi Yosi we had before by a dover ha'ovid. You can do everything that you do normally. You don't have to make a shini. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda ima oiseloi limudim b'shvil shalayach. Rabbi Yosi holds, as we had before also, that even though it's a dover ha'ovid, they were not matter, beregel, you can do everything kedarkoi, no isil elamudim, yachel logoif kedarkoi, you can't seal the barrel normally, elo shiachapim, you should cover it, haino limudim, benesorim, you should cover it with boards, haino limudim, bishvil shalayach, that means you put some sort of a batlonish cover on it, shimeinu seis mei machmitz, that this is not such an ideal covering, but al kaponim, most of the hefsid was taken care of. Let us see Taisvis. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So Taisvis has a ha'ore, now we had two mishnas. The first mishnah we had that misha hofach is Eisov, and then there was a dover of it if they won't squeeze out his asim. So we had the Rabbi Yehuda said they only permitted and then you leave it over lacha hamoyed, and Rabbi Yosi said you're allowed to do everything. So the Mishnah started with Rabbi Yehuda the Machmer and ended off with Rabbi Yosi the Meikel. Our Mishnah starts with Rabbi Yosi the Meikel and ends off with Rabbi Yehuda the Machmer. So Taisu says, "B'shemen nanmil said Rabbi Yehuda Bereish, v'kiven the hischil aschil mil said Rabbi Yosi, misayim lo." So he said, "To forget that's the seder. We were in the Mishnah Aleph. We brought Rabbi Yosi last. So since we're talking about Shitas Rabbi Yosi, so we spoke about Yayin. We started off with Rabbi Yosi. The Gof." Now, v'gof b'yayin lo yadan. Let me explain Eisen Veinik, the svar of Taisvis, but the Taisvis is not clear. That's the man, there's a few guys and a few mistakes in Taisvis. The Taisvis HaRosh is very clear. Let's say Eisen Veinik. The Taisvis HaRosh has a suffix. What is pshat in the Mishnah? Let's just look at the Mishnah. So first he wants to learn pshat, the Taisus HaRosh, Yaini B'Sei Chabar does not mean that the yayin was in the bear. Everything was squeezed out of it. It was running down to the bear, but you have to finish squeezing out the grapes. So, or else it seems there'll be a hefset. Zoylef. So what does Zaylif mean? Zaylif means you squeeze out the grapes. Just like we had before in the first Mishnah, there we had to squeeze out the olives. It says Zaylif. So here it means he squeezes out the grapes. The goyma, and then he finishes whatever has to be done to get the grapes into the boil. Zaylif, the goyma. The gof, kidalke. What is gof? Gof means that this boyer, you cover the boyer. I'm not speaking about a chavis. You cover the boyer. You can't leave the boyer exposed because the boyer is, he'll become this chametz. The gof kedalk. Now, the Taisa HaRosh is like this. The zaylif v'goymer is beautiful. The gof Kedalka is not for good, because usually a magoifis, the terminology of magoifis, is used by a barrel. That you seal a barrel. This boyer is usually the word vagof, does not apply to a boyer. That's problematic. Le'idoch gise, Rabbi Yehuda says, oisen loy limudim, limudim were big boards. So he says, if you're speaking about the boyer, so limudim is very good. They took big boards to cover the boyer. If you're speaking about a barrel, so limudim is also not too good, because you don't use limudim for a barrel. So it comes out like this. We have here a few words in our Mishnah. Zoylev, v'goymer, and limudim is mashmeh very much that we were speaking about the process of getting the wine into the boyer and to cover the boyer. Gof would be mashmeh that we are speaking about the chavis, and we're sealing the chavis. So gof is mashmeh going on the chavis. Zeilef v'goymer and limudim is mashmeh is going on the boyer. Now let us see Taisvis. V'gof b'yayin lo yodana. Now Taisvis says, I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. I aboyer, is it going that you're sealing the boyer? I achovis koi, or it's going on the chavis. Miu lechayre achovis koi, I think it's going on the chavis. The shaykh bo magoife, achovis is a seal. Umidiktoni bo zoyle v'goyme, but it says zoyle v'goyme, zoyle v'zaloshen schite, mashme da boyer koi. It seems it's going on the boyer, that the yayin is entering into the boyer, and you zoyle v'goyme into the boyer. Achovis loy shayich. Mashme, the gof, achakach, that's the girsa of the, and if we will assume that Zoylef Goymer is going into the boyer, so mashme the gof achakach, that you seal the boyer, not you seal the chavis. Vegam oisim loy lemudim mashme de koya boyer. Now the next four words I don't know. Da chavis loy shayich lemudim. The sagi bekisi kotin. You don't put big boards on the chavis. So here Taisvus is just saying, the mashmosin that it's going, that, I mean, zeilef v'goymer, limudim, it would seem that that's going on the boyer, and the gof is a shtickle problem, and that's, the Taisa Rosh says it very clearly, but that's me that pshat in Taisus. Zok the Gemara, tzriche, now we have here a similar machloikis, we had a machloikis by Shemen, we had a machlokes by yain. So the Mor says it's tzricha diashmina kamais. If it would only say by shem and the machlokes become a Rabbi Yosi mishum the mishra nafish pseide. There Rabbi Yosi was matter by the dover of the dover shem to do everything because mishra nafish pseide. Avol chamra doin nafish pseide. Eim amoy de leila Rabbi Yehuda. By chamra, by wine, there's not such a great hefsid. So I think there's Moedet Rabbi Yehuda, that since the Dover Ovid is not too great, so the Heter is also not too great. You're not for everything. Vieshmina Basraisen, but only say wine, become a Rabbi Yehuda, that they were only Matar Libudim. Ava Bahachim and Moedet Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we need both Bishnayis. Let us see Rashi. Tzich lemeime betavayu b'shnei bovi demas nisen demishche odachamre Rabbi Yosi oime zoylev behi reishe demas nisen kama Rabbi Yosi zoylev kedal koim demishche yoker, because oil is expensive. We can say the Yisera. I would think by Yayin Moidele Rabbi Yehuda deine zoylev v'gof mamish de yonat gof. The Tana that holds that by a double Ovid, you don't do it the way it is normally done. he don't complete the melocha to make sure that there's no hefsed whatsoever, the like Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi holds you the game of kedak. Omar Rabbi Yossi, halocha ke Rabbi Yossi. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Bo minei merav nachmen ba Yitzchok. Mahu lemeshe chavita de shikra b'choyle de mayadom. Is one permitted? So Rashi says lemeshe logoif hachovis, to seal a chovis. Others say pshat to insulate the chovis. It seems that they used to shmir on the inside of the chovis something that ensured that the beer, as we're speaking about, that the beer won't penetrate the walls and go out. It should be to make it like beer proof, that the beer will not go through the walls, will not seep through the walls. Mal, that's how other Rishonim learn. Mal lemeisha chavita de shichra b'chayla de mayad. Is one permitted, he has a chavis of beer, and it seems that it is seeping through the walls, so he wants to smear on the inside a substance that will make sure that it won't go through. Amalu sinai amalochi ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that we pass on at Rabbi Yossi. So by level of it, you're allowed to do everything what you normally do. So he says, Eim adam Rabbi Yossi bechamre. Rabbi Yossi was makel by wine, which is al kaponim, also is worth more than beer. B'shichra miyoma. So the Gemara says, no, chamra time of my mishim de nofish pseide, there's a hefset shichanami ispa pseide. The Omar Abaye, Omre li aim, my mother told me, barshit soy vishaye, if you have a sixth saw of beer, and it is smeared, that's better mi bar tamni veloy shay. Rashi learns it means sealed over here. What does Rashi say? Lameisha leguf hachobis. Sine Rabbi Yossi, v'loche ki Rabbi Yossi. Lameisha leguf hachobis. Sine Rabbi Yossi, v'loche ki Rabbi Yossi, degof kedarkai. Barshit soi vishaye mi bar masni, tamni v'loi shai. Kloima yofa, Sheikha Mugif Shemarzik Shisha Soim Mishekha Shubakli Godl Shemarzik Shmaina Soim, and it's not Shia. So forget this a hefset. So therefore one is permitted to do it. Zakti Gmara Vaita Omar Rav Chome Bagu Yamarav Hilchis Moyid Kehilchis Kusim. The halachas of Cholomoid are like the halachas of the Kusim. What does that mean? Lamai hilchasa omar avdanil barketine loimar shein akurais vein lameidais zu mizu. The akurais, that you cannot learn from one aloha to another aloha. What is sik hilchas kusim sarashis lemrinen heiched da arzik arzik heiched loy arzik loy arzik. By kusim, certain halochas they were mekabel on themselves, and they're very nizer in those halochas. Now the halachas, they weren't mekabel, so they don't do it. So that means that you can't ask them if you're from, so what happened by this halacha? These things are like this, and one anhoga, you can't learn that from another halacha. Is akura is ki isha akore, shein loda mimeno pri ela gufe. You can't derive anything from that. But it says. More than that, you can't know. No, you can't learn out one from the other. So the Gemara says, "Lamai hilchasa Omar Rav Daniel Bar Katin." The Omar Shmuel. So the Gemara is bringing a moshe. Shmuel said, "Zoivsin kus." Kusto, akuzas a kli cotton. One is permitted to seal a kli cotton. Bein zoifsin chavita, one is not permitted to seal a barrel. Avdimi min adoma zoifsin chavita, bein zoifsin kusta. So we see from both of them that you can't learn out one from the other. Mach, I mean, it's zoifsin. No, dafke this and not this. Machayish lepseide, machayish letilche. But as Rashi say, Madom azoiv simchavit chayish lepseide. By him, the pseide is a ike factor. Ube chavit ike pseide yiseir. Without the azoiv is it, ilayzov silo mishum denof yishayim. So there, there'll be a big hepsit. So even though in a chaviz, there's more tilch involved, but there's more hefsid involved also. Tirche is relevant. It depends on, so if he holds, if there's a greater hefsid, so mail the tirche lefi hefsid, so mail you'll have to be terech also. Ube kusta lekab say the yeseire, kuzik likotten, so therefore, the small tirche that is involved is also awesome. Umadam azevsin lekuzah, the chayish le tirche yeseire, because like a tirchi yisayr, bechavita ik a tirchi yisayr. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying it is very difficult to figure out the reasons of the halachas and to build for another halacha. Because then that is pshat that in akureis ben lameidis zumizu.